Welcome to Church Online today, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West. As we do each week, we light this candle and our candles together as a symbol of our unity in Christ. And remembering God's presence with us as we meet. This week there have been a number of things resuming in the life of our church after the Christmas break. All are welcome to join us in person for craft and evening fellowship, mainly music for children, which is a play group based around music, and a youth program on Friday nights. And further details of that are on our website, and or you can ring the church office or on our Facebook page. In our community life, John White was awarded the City of Burnside's Young Citizen of the Year on Tuesday. John attends the 11 a.m. service, and congratulations, John, on this wonderful achievement. Congratulations are also in order for Hayley and Caleb on the announcement of their engagement this week. And we pray God's blessings on you as you prepare for your wedding and, more importantly, your marriage. As we worship together today, we do that for the beauty of the earth and skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Christ our God, to you we raise this, our sacrifice of praise.
Oh,
We're a people of stories. We love hearing stories, we love telling stories of our lives, of events, encounters. We share the good and the not so good. You know, the Bible is an amazing collection of stories. We read about people's lives and their highs and their lows, their fears, their doubts, their joys, and where they find God at work in their lives. You know, the writer of Psalm 111 is sharing a story of who God is to them, what God has done and why God should be praised. And in reading it, we hear a story and we enter a story. So hear this story now. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. One thing we don't see from this reading is that this psalm is an acrostic poem, the lines of which begin with the successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's a beautiful psalm, and in it we find a reminder to give thanks, to ponder what God has done and what God is doing in the world and in our lives. Today is the fifth Sunday of the month, and hence it is Sharing Sunday, and we have two people sharing briefly today about where they find God at work in their lives and where do they experience God in their life. And then I'd like to ask you, where do you find God at work? The first is Jacob Brocklehurst, sharing from his home. And Jacob has grown up in this church and attends youth, the 11 a.m. service and the 5 p.m. service as well when he can. He plays in the youth band and assists in leading worship. The second is David Bailey. He's an elder here at Adelaide West and also the property coordinator, plays in worship teams and does a lot of other things in serving. He attends the 11 a.m. regularly and the 5 p.m. service occasionally as well. So, over to Jacob and David.
Where do I see God at work? Over recent years, our street has been filled with friendly neighbours. Last year, one of the families on our street moved houses, which was a sad time as it felt like they had been there forever. But whenever we catch up with them, it always manages to feel like they had never left in the first place. As time and laughs and conversations went past, it really felt like time had been set back to when they were home with us. After nearly 2 months of holidays, this week saw the long-awaited return of school. For many, conversations were of happiness and reconnecting. And being back at school also meant being back at youth and coming back to fun activities to end the school week. The joyful laughter in the conversations filled the room, as did everyone's excitement to kick off the school year knowing youth was back. So for me, I see God at work in the active, joyful conversations and the excitement and happiness that fills the room when reconnecting with others. Thank you.
We read in Isaiah, but the Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I'm going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there." Reflecting on the question, what is God up to in my life, it's been interesting to reflect on. For me, this is my story last year or so. I worked in the local government for about 30 years and had the experience of going to a particular office, doing some work, going home. And that was quite certain. And in the middle of last year, myself and a number of colleagues no longer went to the said office and went home. We lost our jobs. And for me, after a period of reflection, I decided, which was a decision, to start being a town planning consultant. And that's a different degree of certainty, and in some ways it's still quite uncertain. But it's a new thing. And you know, I had some doors, you know, I knocked on, got frustrated in the knocking process. Some doors opened a bit and then they shut, and some doors didn't open at all. And through that time, I really learnt, or been reminded about who I am, not because of me, but who I am in God, as a child of God, somebody loved by God, and for whom God has a future of some form. And that, and I've struggled from time to time with being confident, and that has helped me to actually be confident about what the future holds. And I know we all go through, you know, wilderness experiences like the people Isaiah are talking to. But God is with us, and I've been really reminded about God being with me and of the importance of me trusting God for who I am and the particular strengths and skills I have and can use in a different sort of role into the future. So it's been an interesting time, but really good to be reminded about who we are in God. Thank you.
Thanks to Jacob and David for sharing. You know, God is at work in our lives and in the world. I encourage you to ponder that this week, to ponder what God is up to in the world and how can you get involved in that. I encourage you to share your stories of God at work with others. So where do you find God in your life and work? Where do you see and experience God at work? Let's pray together. Loving and gracious God, thank you for the stories in our lives and of our lives. Thank you for the inspiration of stories of others. Thank you that you are at work in the world, in the church, in our communities, and in our own lives. Help us to ponder where we see you at work. Lord Jesus, forgive us for when we don't look for or recognize your work in the world, for when we separate ourselves from you or from others, for when we miss the mark. Thank you that these things and all our sin is forgiven. Come, Holy Spirit, we need your filling, your love, and your mighty power. Help us to see and experience you at work in our world, in the church, in our communities, and in our own lives. Move among us. Stir us to be involved in your work, we pray, and revive the church today. To you belongs eternal praise. Amen.
Through believers.
Let's pray together. Arawa Tanha Nagapala Noguthana, God Most High, our Maker. We pray for our world with all its complexities at this time. We pray for the COVID hotspots, for countries and people that are living in fear, and we pray for a vaccine for all around our world. We pray for our communities, and we particularly remember all those affected by the fires in the Adelaide Hills in the last week. We pray for those that have lost property and stock, cars and possessions, for those helping animals to recover. We pray for the mopping up that continues and the pastoral care and counselling that is so needed at this time. Bless those who have given so much to fight these fires and to those who have provided and continue to provide practical, emotional and spiritual support. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those we know and love, for those in hospital, facing surgery or recovering, undergoing ongoing treatment or newly diagnosed, looking for work, feeling lonely, facing anxiety, finding change hard, grieving loved ones. For all the names and faces that we've lifted before you, we pray for your love and your grace and your mercy. We lift our prayers together to you, our loving God, you who are rich in love and slow to anger, whose name is great and heart is kind, who we bless and worship today. Amen.
Worship His holy name. 10,000 reasons for my heart to burn. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, oh worship Your holy name. Day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my voice will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord.
We hope this service has brought you hope today. Our financial giving continues in these times. Thank you for your giving, to share the good news, to continue the work of God in our world and in our communities. And we dedicate our giving to God to be used wisely. Encourage you to reach out and connect with others today, this week, and to share your stories of where God is at work, where you see God at work with others. Prayer is always available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Next week, we'll be having communion online once again, so you might like to have some bread and juice handy for that. Thank you for being a part of this service, and we look forward to meeting together again next week, both in person and online. God is at work in our lives and in our world. We discover more of God every day. And so we ponder, what is God up to in the world? And how can we be involved in that? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship, and unity of the Spirit be with you and remain with you as you serve God's world. Amen. Blessings on your week.